everyone. It's Ray from Ray Life Coaching, and I am doing a mini-sode about how to set small boundaries on ourselves as practice for hard times. And the hard times tend to be boundaries that we're setting because others are involved. So this would be a boundary that you're setting on yourself around something that's only about you. And so it could be like what you're eating or how you're cleaning or things that are only for you. So I'm going to give you an example. I started putting together my bed every morning, and actually my partner's bed when I sleep in it. And so I'll dress it, just make it look nice after we've slept in it and after my own bed, because I have my own private bedroom. And the reason I do that is because I have found it makes me feel good. Well, I used to never do this. So just so you know, this probably started only like 5 years ago. And now that I have my own bedroom, I definitely do it every morning, because I love how it looks. I love looking at my bedroom as I enter it and seeing it nice and neat. It makes me feel better. And so I'm gonna go through how I did that, kind of setting boundaries, and it's a really small thing. It's about having habits, but using boundaries to have those habits, right? So first, when I looked at my bed when it wasn't made, I would ask myself, why do I feel like the way I do? Why do I feel so heavy? Why do I feel so stressed? Why do I, what is it that I'm feeling? And to really acknowledge that, because that's the catalyst for the boundary. That's what will remind you, oh, this is why I do this. Number two, what am I getting by not dressing the bed? Like by doing this habit of just walking away, and then when I come back, I notice it's all messy and feeling bad about it. What am I getting from that? I'm getting laziness usually. It's like just not exerting that energy, probably because making the bed sometimes is hard. It's actually can be a very physically taxing thing, especially if you're putting the sheets on. So the benefit is not taxing myself physically, probably, or maybe I'm late. Maybe there's things before or after, making the bed that I'm late for. And so the benefit is getting to those things on time, because I think it's going to take me so long to make the bed. Three, ask yourself, what kind of person do you want to be in this scenario? So for instance, three might outweigh number two, and it should, because three is what is your why. So ask yourself, what kind of person do you want to be in this scenario? So for me, it was like, oh, I feel like, I feel really horrible when I look at my bed all messy and I'm stressed out. I know the benefit is that I think I get to things earlier by not doing it. But the reality is the stress is probably making it worse. And the kind of person I want to be is put together. I want to feel like relief and less stress. So I have a feeling that doing this and doing it consistently will make me better at it, and therefore faster at it. And number two will no longer be important. So number four, what is the line in the sand for this activity? So it's like, how do you want it to be? Like what is made? What is a made bed for you? What will I not accept in my life anymore? So it's like, I will not accept being stressed out when I look at my bedroom or my bed anymore. I will not accept dirty sheets. I will not accept, that kind of thing. So knowing those parameters, like how long is a dirty sheet? Like, is it a week? Is, what's your timeline? Knowing all those like specifics are helpful. And number five, dream up three scenarios that could happen that would make it hard to keep your boundary with yourself around this thing, and find workarounds that will help you keep on your path. So let's say with a made bed, Maybe it's that my cat, messes it up because she likes to jump on my bed and she has dirty paws. So workaround would be like I absolutely have to pull that comforter up and put it in the laundry and remake it or put a new comforter on. And or maybe in the morning I'm like really stressed and I'm like I have every excuse in the world not to do it. Maybe putting up a sign and saying, "Hey, why you're doing this is this. This is important. This is as important as that other thing. You're important. Your stress is important. And believe me, just doing this one thing is not going to take you that long." So remind yourself of it. And possibly, I'm trying to think of another thing that could be related to this, but it's like just trying to figure out what could get in your way, and how you really want it to look, who you really want to be in the scenario. And it's like reminding yourself that because that's important in setting and keeping your boundary and holding strong to something in a practice. Okay, I hope that helps you because these little teeny things that you do for yourself are a practice for the wild, wild west world that we live in. Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.